Senate Bill 331 was basically fashioned after Montana's existing resort tax. It would have allowed larger municipalities to ask their voters whether to impose a sales tax on so-called luxury goods and services purchased by tourists and visitors. This bill had a twist in that it would sunset after the identified infrastructure project was completed. Still, Senator Brian Hoven of Great Falls called it a tax shift.
Urban area is going to pass the tax, and they're going to that tax is going to be borne by the rural people that come to town, and it's the same situation. We got other people paying for benefits for the people that are voting for the tax, and I don't support that.
It is a dilemma for people who travel into town for work or shopping, said Senator Dick Barrett of Missoula. On the other hand,
it is the one way that we have of taxing people who are taking advantage of city services, for one thing, and who also will benefit from the infrastructure that's provided in these projects.
The bill was defeated on a 5-7 committee vote, then tabled. A similar bill was also tabled in the House Taxation Committee. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.